My name is John Mitchell, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Town Council. So back up to 2020, that was the Aura concept plan right in my backyard. I was a vocally concerned citizen, let's say, about Aura. After that one went through and I thought it was actually okay in the end, I joined the Planning Commission. I've been doing that for 2.5 years, just finished up a term as chair. And what I learned about land use planning is that you don't get good outcomes without effective planning. I'm running on essentially one umbrella issue, which is effective implementation of the town's new land use planning framework called the Complete Community Framework. It has a couple core elements: walkable, mixed-use neighborhoods, a variety of housing options, and connecting all these with greenways and linear parks all over town. This is very different from what the town has done in the last 10 to 15 years, which I would describe as car-oriented development. That's creating a lot of stress on our traffic and our roadway system. I think the new framework, Complete Community, is the way to grow wisely in the future and actually act on our values of livability, sustainability, and inclusivity. I think the town can and should address our affordable housing problem. We can't solve it at the municipal level, but we can make a dent in it. And I think my last couple years of voting record on the Planning Commission demonstrates that I'm serious about that. Subsidizing affordable housing is necessary, and I support robust subsidies for affordable housing. However, we can also produce lower cost housing at market rate, that is, units that aren't subsidized either by other residents in a development or by the town can also be affordable. And the way to do that is to build smaller units. The town is starting to get smart about that, but part of the answer here is to build walkable neighborhoods that have amenities for folks, which would hopefully inspire them to want to live in a smaller unit. If you just build a smaller unit, but you have basically a driving-only suburban context that you're putting it in, a lot of people aren't going to be enticed by that. If you can put smaller units in areas that are truly walkable, that have good amenities, and they're attractive to live in, people look at the amenities outside their apartment or their home as part of their apartment, even though they're shared, and that's the vision I'd like to get toward. Land use planning is a huge component of tackling climate change. Our new framework, the Complete Community Framework, is explicitly about sustainable development as well as some other things. Most people are going to continue to own cars and they're going to use them, and that's fine. I'm not trying to stop that. What I'd like to do is to give people alternatives, both in the form of amenities in their neighborhood that they would like to walk to that enhance their lives and make their neighborhoods more vibrant. And I'd also like to give them opportunities to get between, let's call them nodes in town. Currently, we have strip malls here, housing there, basically single-use districts. We should be able to get people between and among those districts on their bicycles if they're inclined to use that. And even for folks who aren't inclined to bike, that opens up roadway capacity if other people are using it. So they should want other people to bike even if they're not going to. A couple of things I think we could do better in terms of addressing climate. We could be more systematic about green building standards. I think if we want buildings to be all electric, solar arrays on the top of buildings, buildings to be ready for EV plug-in in the parking lot, we should say so instead of negotiating it case by case. Another thing that's of great concern to me is tree canopy. It's not only about influencing climate change, it's also about mitigating it in the sense that if we lack mature tree canopy, we're going to have heat islands. It's going to be harder for us as a town to adapt to rising climate. In my view, we should be negotiating over trees much the same way that we negotiate over affordable housing units. I absolutely do not view this as a trade-off or an incompatibility between building housing and keeping trees. If you ask and you look for creative ways to preserve something, it can be done. I'd like us to do more of that. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of a few things. Number one, experience. I've been on the Planning Commission for 2.5 years. I know the Complete Community Framework inside and out. I also know the town's existing rules and regulations and policies regarding land use planning inside and out. I'd also like them to think of nuance. I value nuance. It's not just a matter of values. Values are important. It's also a question of effective planning and execution, and that's detailed work. That's what I'm signing up to do. Finally, I'd like people to think of a committed advocate. I've been in Chapel Hill for 8 years. I have 2 kids in public elementary school here. I want to foster a place that they will want to come back to in 20 years, and also a place that they can hopefully afford to come back to.